Welcome to Chronic Love, a supportive space for people with chronic illness. I'm Robin, a psychologist in New York City, navigating the fallout of a breast cancer diagnosis some years in. And I'm on a personal journey to join together with others who have similarly found themselves facing life challenges in the wake of chronic illness. Together, with the generous humans you're about to meet, we welcome you into our discussions.
We didn't have that ability to bond. So they were setting her on my chest every single day as often as possible and keeping her close to me. And in a way it was wonderful, but in another way it was heartbreaking to me because I couldn't do anything. She's trying to touch my hands. She is touching my hands and she's trying to reach out and hold my fingers and grab my hand. And I'm not able to reach out and grab her hand back. I'm not able to touch her head. I'm not able to even lean over and kind of kiss her. So it was very devastating. And my family's in my room and holding her and obviously keeping her occupied because she's a newborn baby and she needs a lot of attention and stuff. And so there was a lot of jealousy and a lot of pain on my end because it was like, she's my baby and I should be with her and I should be taking care of her. And I'm watching everybody else take care of her instead. My name is Holly Francis. I'm a GBS survivor, and I was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome in 2011. I was 26 years old at the time. It came on very suddenly. I wasn't expecting it, but I had just given birth, so they believe that that was kind of my trigger. I was given IVIG was my first treatment, and then later treated with plasmapheresis. Looking back now, I'm so grateful she was there, and we did have some amazing bonding time, and I have pictures of us cuddled up in my bed in the hospital, and she was just an angel baby. Like, we got so lucky with her. It was like she knew that she needed to be on her best behavior. She never cried. She loved all the nurses and got used to everybody holding her. And she was always so curious, and she was always looking at me and studying all the tubes and everything. She smiled. I missed her first smile, but I got to see that as time went on. And it was very hard to miss those little milestones and stuff, but to have her there with me obviously was huge motivation for me to want to get better one day. And she was just like a little light that we were very fortunate that we had, because otherwise it would have just been a lot of pain and a lot of suffering. But with her there, she brought a lot of laughter and joy into a very dark period of time in our life. There was one time that I was paralyzed, and what they did is they would get me out of the bed every day by a lift, like basically a lift, lifting me out of bed and putting me into this chair, just so that I could get the pressure off my lungs from laying down all the time. And so I was sitting in this chair and leaned back, and Casey, my daughter, was on my lap, and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't really move. I couldn't like say anything to her. I couldn't reach out and touch her. And so all I could do was stick out my tongue. And so I stuck my tongue out at her and I just kept doing it over and over. And eventually she got it and she started sticking her tongue out back at me. And it was just like, oh my God, like I have a way of like kind of communicating with her. And then later on, there was a lot of fear when I was sleeping and in the middle of the night, because at least during the day, people would see me, right? And so I could kind of try to like move my head and move my eyes, and my family was always there. So they knew if I needed something, if I was in pain and needed medication, or I was struggling with breathing and I needed some help with that, if I needed to be moved, whatever, right? But in the middle of the night, I didn't have the ability to do anything. So I found out that if I stuck my tongue to the roof of my mouth, I could make this clucking sound. And so that became my way of getting everybody's attention. And my daughter picked up on it and she started clucking as well. So she would start doing that to kind of communicate with me. So it was pretty amazing.
So you're, you know, trying to find any path you can to communicate with her, and she's trying to find any path she can to communicate with you as such a young baby.
Yes, yes.
If you're watching this and resonating with any of this, we just want you to know that you're not in this alone, that you're never in this alone.
Until next time, sending love.
Until next time. Sending love. If you'd like to join us for a candid discussion about your experience with chronic illness, or if you'd like to connect to simply say hello, we welcome you to reach out through any of the social media platforms or through our website, and all of our information is listed below.